Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
10 short months. Secrets unearthed. We are, by any measure at this point, uncovered. Part of the reveal comes from our press. Part comes from those who follow the press. Part comes from the incidents that make the press wealthy. The remainder come from the subterranean desire of too many American citizens to watch for wounds, track blood, gossip, envy, watch disasters 24/7, feel lucky, love special effects, explosions, want and hope to see others fail. It may be argued that the networks especially give the populace only what it wants to see. Then we discovered that what the public wants to see is humiliation in all its forms. Football injuries that are fatal, car crashes that bring death and destruction to unsuspecting viewers. Poverty is photogenic. Natural tragedies are too big to control, so we control bits and pieces of them. International diasporas make us feel blessed. Rough words leading to war. Challenges to manhoods. A stock market that has an ounce of common sense, but which keeps growing and making those who have even more than they had the day before feel increasingly entitled. Lobbying for rules and regulations that, too, make others feel more powerful and sensible. Who needs clean air, potable food, clean drinking water? Who needs to cooperate with world populations to maintain an earth that animates us into a safe future? Big words, big ideas, little people, little vision, a little pushback to the 17th century. Say what you will and vote however you choose, America is fast becoming the poster boy for greed, argument, confusion, and ridicule. We needn't any longer compare ourselves to third world countries. We're right there already, as corrupt and sleazy, misguided and ill-directed as, pachem, Venezuela, Myanmar, South Sudan, North Korea. Honor, honesty, caring, love still exist in isolated pockets of the nation. We see them and hear them, but we also increasingly hear and feel the bafflement at how we could have descended so swiftly to the bottom of the heap. We pushed ourselves there. We've given up on improving education, on the environment, on reason. Millions seem enthralled by an unintelligent, moronic, inexperienced leader on whom there seem to be no governors. Where to flee? Where to live? How to reclaim our proud and righteous leadership of a world that, say what you will, needs us not to be for America first and the rest be damned? International spying has become routine and nothing over which to worry. Everyone does it. Jared and Ivanka have once more disappeared. Bureaucrats are spending as though they've all won publishers' clearinghouse contests. Men on whom we depend for sober guidance and careful plotting are as likely to fail us as not. Name-calling is as common as voting pro-choice and then forcing women towards abortion mills. Good men and women on whom we counted are resigning daily from leadership posts around the country. Our dear leader tosses paper towels at downtrodden victims of natural disasters. That, after all, is what they need. That's called the down-home approach. Whites are uppity and armed. Blacks are infuriated and armed. Police struggle. Protesters face off. And the Donald goes on his merry way. What America needs now is reflection, dignity, a sense of its own worth, a Congress that actually wants to attend to its constituents. political parties that, with age and experience, understand the best paths to reclamation. This means abandonment of popular attitudes. It means remembering emigrating, working, studying, helping, and planning. It means realizing that the nation has been bamboozled. It means understanding that we are not exceptional. It means watching our children, studying with them, teaching them what the difference can be between being and doing good and well and not. It is not enough to express gratitude endlessly to first responders, to the military, to the fire departments in our towns and cities. It means joining them. Yellow ribbons and "We support our troops" are slogans to make us feel better, not them. It's bootstrap time. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.